Put your hands in the air if you know the game of Cluedo. Great, I'm really relieved with that response. And that's because this morning we are going to play a game of Cluedo. But before we start, I'm just going to introduce myself. I am the nearly Reverend Green. I should say that this game of Cluedo is slightly different to what you might be used to. And that is because the aim of this game is not to solve a murder. What we're going to do is we're going to discover who this Jesus really is. And fortunately, I have some very helpful Cluedo characters who are going to join me and help me solve this mystery. And we'll put the cards, the Cluedo cards, on the screen so that you'll all see them. So can I have my first clue, please? Thank you very much. Slight technical hitch there. Right, let's see what clue one says. Ooh. It's Miss Scarlet at Jacob's Well with a water jar. Or urn. Where's Miss Scarlet?
That's me. My name's Miss Scarlet and I live at Sakar. And I'm a Samaritan. And I want to tell you how I met Jesus. I always used to go to the well at noon when it was very hot because nobody else goes then. And I wanted to avoid all those awful other women because they will gossip and be snide and look at me. But one day when I went, there was somebody already there. There was a man sitting there. It was Jesus, but I didn't know that. All I knew from his clothes was that he was Jewish. And he asked me for a drink. You could have knocked me over with a feather. I was flabbergasted. Nice men don't speak to strangers, strange women. Jews don't talk to Samaritans. And Jews certainly don't drink from cups that Samaritans have touched. I thought he's got confused. So I said to him, "You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan. How can you ask me for a drink?" And do you know what his answer was? He offered me living water. He said he could give me water that would mean I would never, ever be thirsty again. It sounded so amazing that I asked him for some. Do you know what he said? He said, "Go and get your husband and come back." Well, I didn't really want to go there, so I just said, "I've got no husband." And he answered, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is you've had five husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband." Well, I was stunned. It's bad enough having a messy life without complete strangers knowing about it. How could he possibly have known that? I'd never met him before. He was a stranger. So I tried to change the subject. I thought we'd talk about religion. I thought we'd talk about the difference between how Jews and Samaritans worship. That would change the subject, I thought. We did have a pretty complicated subject. Pretty complicated conversation. But I could not get away from the fact that this man knew so much, that he knew everything about me. I really began to wonder who he was.
So, Miss Scarlet tells us that Jesus is somebody with amazing supernatural knowledge. Let me just write that down on my Cluedo notes. Someone with amazing knowledge. Okay, let's look at our next cards, clue two, to see who our next witness is. Thank you, Isaac. Very exciting. Ah. Ah, it's Colonel Mustard in Capernaum with a sword.
Colonel Mustard? Oh, Centurion Mustard, more like. That's me. I was stationed in Capernaum when Jesus visited. My servant was ill at the time, paralyzed, terribly inconvenient. That paralyzed Batman. So I asked Jesus to sort things out. Jesus offered to come and heal him, but I knew that wasn't necessary. I said, Lord, I am not good enough for you to come to my house. All you need to do is command my servant to be healed, and he will be healed. I myself am a man under authority of other men, and I have soldiers under my command. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. I tell another soldier, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and the servant obeys me. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. He told people that I had more faith than any other person he had met. Bit embarrassing, really. Anyway, I went home and found that my servant was better.
So Centurion Mustard learned that Jesus has authority over our world and that he can heal people that he's not even met. Must write that down too. Authority over our world can even heal a person. So let's see who our third character is. Thank you. Ah, it's Professor Plum in the temple with a scroll.
Good morning. My name is Professor Plum, and I'm a teacher of the Jewish law. Now, the other day, I went to the temple and I heard Jesus debating with some of my colleagues. And I thought Jesus was giving some pretty good answers. So I thought, I know, I will go and test him myself. So I went to Jesus and I asked him, Jesus, which is the most important commandment? Now, this is really tricky because if you say that one commandment is the most important, people think you don't care about the others. So Jesus had to be really careful here. Anyway, what Jesus said was, the most important commandment is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And the second most important commandment is love your neighbor as you love yourself. I thought, this is the best answer that I've ever heard to that question. So what I know about Jesus is that he is very, very wise.
Thank you, Professor Plum. So we've learnt that Jesus has amazing knowledge, has great authority, and is very, very wise. But is that the right answer? Let's open the Cluedo envelope to find out. Thank you. Ask Thomas. Okay, so it was Thomas who really knew the answer. Perhaps we better read his story. Here it is. Okay. Now, Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them, though the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." My Lord and my God. So that's who Jesus really is. Awesome. Thank you, Miss Scarlett, and Colonel Centurion Mustard, and Professor Plum, and especially to Thomas for solving our mystery this morning. I think it's now time for some prayers. So let's pray. Whilst we're praying, when I say, "Our Lord and our God," you can say, "We look to you for help." Our Lord and our God, we look to you for help. Lord Jesus, we pray for all the countries in the world where people are fighting and arguing. We also pray for countries where the people in power are very rich, but most of the people have nothing. You have authority over our world, Lord, and we ask you for peace and justice. Our Lord and our God, we look to you for help. Lord Jesus, we pray for the leaders in the church who have difficult decisions to make. We also pray for our politicians as they work out how best to run the country and our communities. You are the source of all wisdom, Lord, and we ask that you help them make wise decisions. Our Lord and our God, we look to you for help. Lord Jesus, we pray for friends and family we know who are sick or sad. We pray for people who feel angry or afraid. We pray for those who are missing people that they love. You are the God who loves to heal, Lord, and we ask for healing and wholeness. Our Lord and our God, we look to you for help. And Lord Jesus, we pray for ourselves. We bring you all the things which we are worried about, our hopes and our fears. Sometimes we try to hide from you and run away. But you have the most amazing supernatural knowledge, Lord. You know us better than we know ourselves, and you love us. We ask for your living water so that we will be satisfied. Our Lord and our God, we look to you for help. Amen.